That sign says applesauce. No. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Live on tape from Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, Mimi Rogers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Michael Richards, and me, Hey Now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because he's got the name that says goodness, Larry Sanders!
You're very desperate. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And may I say, right off the bat, Princess Di, it was announced in the paper today, has evidently rumored, I guess, bulimia. And this is true, and I'm going to England. And Frank, maybe you can help me on this, because I'm not up on the protocol. I know you're not supposed to eat until they eat. Now, how would it work in this case?
All I know is always use the small fork first.
Oh, boy. Keep the day job is the old joke. You look attractive tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
The Ross Perot, of course, has dropped out of the presidential race, proving again that if you have a silent T in your last name, you cannot become president. Paul Tsongas. The silent T does not work. Harry Truman, yes, because his name isn't Harry Ruman. We have a wonderful show. Don't judge it by the jokes. We have Mimi Rogers. We have the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Michael Richards. Don't flip around. We'll be right back.
I will say that were I in the Academy, I would have voted for you for an Academy Award for that last movie.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That is so nice.
Well, that... I'm not saying it just to be nice. I think you were terrific in that.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I would have voted for you, too, if you'd been in a movie.
Well, that has always been the prerequisite that stopped me from winning an Academy Award. There's some little small print that says you have to be in a movie to get a nomination.
But you know what I think? I think we should do a movie together.
Sounds good to me.
Among other things, I would love to see... How you do a nude scene?
Well, I do them, I can tell you, funny and yet sexy.
Really?
Nude scenes, yes.
So we have nude yet funny and sexy.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's very interesting. What sign are you?
A Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, okay. I'm an Aquarius. I think that would work.
Is that right? Sagittarius?
Sure, because you're a fire sign and I'm an air sign.
Yeah.
Air feeds the fire, fans the fire.
I see.
Strokes the fire.
Easy. So, the more air that goes into, the harder one blows, so to say, the air into the fire, the more
flame.
Heat, and
yeah.
Why then...
And explosions can result.
And explosions, and before you know it, there's no way to put it out. And my rising sign is kindling, but please, let's get back to the nude scene.
I'm a Capricorn.
Butt out. No, I don't think, of course, Hank could be in the nude scene if you wanted him to be.
Well, actually, the three is kind of a crowd.
So,
yes.
I should tell you I should tell you I'm married.
I can tell you that that has never stopped him before.
Now, let me make this clear. Okay. If I may, not only to Hank, but to everybody watching, I take my wedding vows seriously and love my wife and am totally committed to that relationship. Now, by nude, do you mean neither of us would be wearing clothes?
That is correct.
I see, because I've been tricked before and ended up being the only one, and then why? Usually it results in a call to the police and, you know, all hell breaks out. This is clearly... we are out of time? Is that the signal? This is...
Oh, no.
I can't believe...
I'm never going to get to tell my Academy Award story.
No, I'm sorry. You did not get to finish that. Why don't you come back?
Well, come back tomorrow?
No, I believe that is the first time that you've ever invited anyone back for two nights in a row.
And that includes Hank. So there you have it. So,
okay, I'd love to.
Well, that
I'd
is great. I can't believe where the time went. I'd like to apologize to Michael Richards of the Seinfeld show for running out of time.
We'll have
again soon. We'll see you.
Why is he inviting her back?
Yes.
I'm the one who got bumped.
Tomorrow night. Sleep well.
Miss Rogers, you definitely are a delight.
Oh, thank you.
Phil Abbott's your brother,
Paul.
Isn't he? Paul.
Yes.
Tell him I enjoy his work.
Well, that'll mean a lot to him. Thank you.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
All right. See all of you tomorrow.
And you are?
That was great. How do you come down to a show like that?
Jazzercise. I am not so sure I should have invited her back.
It'll be fine. Special chemistry between you two.
Come on in 5 minutes. Oh, hey, Larry.
Hey,
it was
Michael.
A good show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm still going to get paid. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But listen, I am really sorry.
No, it's okay.
Long.
It's all right. It's all
Gee.
Right. Well, so we'll do it another time, all right?
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful show. It could have only been improved by Mr. Michael Richards.
All right.
But we'll be calling your agent.
Now, my agent's on the phone. Do you want to talk to him?
Oh, tell him hello for me.
I love that move.
One of my favorites.
Who's booked tomorrow?
First a civilian, then the Pixies,
uh-huh.
The great Billy Connolly,
yeah.
And I guess Mimi Rogers.
You're saying that like I did something wrong.
Mimi?
Where?
Larry, you know Christine.
Oh, sure. Hi. From,
The Price is Right. The new Price is Right.
Of course.
We're going over to the smokehouse.
Oh, the new smokehouse?
We're going to have a drink ski. Do you want to join us?
No, gee, but glad to hear the Russian lessons are working out for you, Hank.
Oh, try the veal. I don't care that they live in cages. It's out of this world.
Artie, you know, if Hank does well, he gets a year's supply of turtle wax.
I really think that we should do a movie together.
Yeah!
Well, I would really love to see how you handle a nude scene.
You know, honey, this was supposed to be...
I'm both in a nude scene, funny and sexy in a nude scene.
Really?
And handle
Michael Richards was supposed to actually
honey,
get on.
Honey!
I should tell you I'm I should tell you I'm married.
It's not that that's ever stopped him before.
Let's see who Leno's.
No, honey, I want to see if she straddles you.
You have a great sense of humor, honey. Have I mentioned that to you?
So, honey, do you fuck her on the desk or on the couch? Because I'm guessing the desk, because Hank is on the couch, and I know you're not into that.
Can you come back? Why don't you come back tomorrow? You want to come back tomorrow?
Two nights in a row?
I believe that is the first time.
Well, you know, I made a mistake there. I'm sorry. I will bump her. She's as good as gone.
Honey, I don't want you to bump her.
No, I want to bump her. I used a bad precedent to set. Then the next thing you know, it'll be George Siegel month.
See you,
Larry.
Tomorrow night. And let me see if I can
do you trust me?
Find who my guests are.
I trust you.
I cannot find out who my guests are.
I don't think I trust him.
People. Good night. Sleep well. I know I won't.
I got the Batman.
Good.
I've got it.
All right.
Okay. Batman gets old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Batwalker.
Uh-huh.
He's got the utility truss on, right?
Mm-hmm. Great. Steve. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it. He's got his mind is totally gone, right?
Uh-huh.
He steps out of the Batmobile, okay?
And he.
We've got nothing.
Gentlemen, milady, Amy Rogers indeed will be joining us this evening, and that means the Batman sketch is out.
Are you kidding? We had it all worked out. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Why don't you bump Billy Connolly?
We had gold, Arthur.
Well, I'm sorry we have to reschedule, but I'd love to hear what you've got. Fine, type it up. Darling.
That's great. Hang on one sec. Arthur!
Guess what? Larry, listen to this. The Bengals want to reunite, and they want to do it on your show.
I don't
know. No, it's such a shame that everyone has such a pretty face.
Oh. Arthur, that's Wilson Phillips.
Or the Temptations. Can I talk to you?
We've got to find somebody here. Where the hell's Meatloaf? Get him. All right, he's a good boy.
Excellent. Can I have something to talk to you about?
I guess it was more
Artie?
Than I had thought. Blonde.
Actually, kindling is my rising sign. So we can build quite a fire there.
There, right there.
Let's get
right there.
What's flirty?
Look at the way I'm grinning there. Look.
Now, let me make this clear. If I may, not only...
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay.
What flirty?
No,
where?
Wait. Not there. Not there. Not there.
You mean...
There, right there, I'm flirting.
What?
I'm flirting right there. Look at the way I'm grinning, Artie. Come on, you know that's not how I grin when I'm doing just any interview. Here, I'll freeze frame it.
Oh, for Christ's sake, this is like watching the Rodney King tape. Don't make
Artie,
me watch this anymore. Come on.
For God's sakes, Artie, look, she's doing the hand on hand. See, she put her hand on my hand. She knew that I was flirting, and she jumped right in there, okay?
Larry, I have seen the hand on the hand done many times. I myself have done it with Gregory Peck. Trust me, I felt nothing.
All I'm saying is I've played this course before. And I know right where it goes. Hand on hand, flirting backstage, and then I'm fucking him in Hank's Malibu pad.
You don't want to do that, Larry. He's had terrible septic problems with that place.
Well, all I'm saying is I see a pattern here, and what's to stop it from happening again? I could end up doing
no
the same...
No problem. I have a show to produce. Must see if Hank is back.
Then we'll look at the tape again, Artie.
Oh, sure thing.
Okay, here's a letter from the tree people. They want to know if you're going to do their benefit on her.
You know what? Tell them I have Dutch elm disease. Because it's very serious.
Oh,
no,
sweet.
Find out who's doing this first.
Okay.
Before I say yes.
All right, here are the Billy Connolly questions, the Bert Crawley questions.
Who's Bert Crawley?
He's a guy from Minneapolis. He carves soap.
And we got him?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What a coup. Lena will be jealous. I think he's just got that has-been Julia Roberts.
Oh, boy. You have to remind Mimi Rogers to finish her Academy Awards story, and there's some other questions on there.
Well, I am not going to ask her this question about... when she lost her virginity. I'm sure it's a beautiful story, but then I'll have to tell mine, the one of... And it always embarrasses my sister.
Okay, no virgin.
Always embarrasses my sister, I say. Never mind.
Okay.
And tell her don't flirt, please.
All right. Don't flirt.
Don't say don't flirt, but you know what to tell her. And make sure don't tell her it came from me, okay?
All right.
Leave that... okay, close it. Leave it open.
All right.
Thank you.
How many bars of soap it takes to meet the Virgin Mary?
Mrs. Riddle?
No, I figured it out the other day.
Excuse me. Hold on. Larry just made me go into Mimi's room and tell her, don't flirt.
No way.
Yes, he did.
You guys tell me what she said later?
Yes, I will.
Now, Mr. Crowley, you're going to go out and talk to Larry for a little bit, then we're going to bring out your soap sculptures, okay?
I don't do just the soap. I also tell jokes. It seems these two cauliflowers were sitting on the
floor. Oh, you know what? I don't think there's going to be enough time tonight. And
but
here's
this is a very funny
I'm
joke.
Sure it's great. No,
it'll make my hair giggle.
I'm sure it will.
It doesn't have to be colored. We can make a paw.
Oh,
hey. How'd you just get here?
Yeah, busy day. Up to my shorts. I was doing a commercial spot for Stanley Light Duty Hammers.
How'd it go?
What do you mean?
I mean, was it,
Oh, it was fine. It was just a job, you know. I got a check.
Great. Can't wait to see it.
If you ever need any Stanley products, please let me know.
Hey, thanks.
Lyra? Except nails. They said absolutely no nails.
Damn it.
Hi, Larry.
Miss Rogers.
Could I talk to you for a minute?
Well, you know, I was just going to go get my makeup on, although I wear far less than any other talk show host. You know, Oprah's actually a small white Jewish man.
but don't tell anybody.
It'll just take a second.
All right.
Well, this is kind of embarrassing, but did I do something wrong?
No, why?
Beverly was just in here.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she told me that Arthur said that we weren't going to do some of the questions and that I should, be careful not to flirt too much.
No? Boy, he did not mention anything about that to me.
It just made me feel like maybe I did something wrong.
Oh, no, are you kidding? You were great last night, really. Absolutely. You know, that's a great area, that artificial flirting thing. The audience loves that.
did it seem artificial?
Well, you know, not artificial, but, you know, not real.
Oh, I was serious. What?
It's just that, oh, man, I really thought you're so it's a good actress that I thought you were serious for a second.
Look, Larry, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I really do find you attractive. I'm just being honest.
You know, I find you attractive also. And I'm not just saying that because you said it to me.
Are you okay?
I have a rotator cuff problem that I threw it out to doing the monologue.
You know, I have the number of a great chiropractor in Santa Monica.
That would be nice. Then I really have to go because of the... I have to do that my makeup. But I wear far less than any other talk show host.
I don't actually have his actual number, but why don't I give you this?
So this is
my number, and you can call me to get his number.
That is really nice. Thank you.
And have a great show.
Well.
Larry! Oh, you look so much thinner in person. I'm Burke Crawley, soap carver from Minneapolis.
How are you?
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Sanders.
No, that is not Mrs.
Why don't we go out to the set and I'll walk you through your segments so you won't be nervous.
I also tell jokes. There's
come
about
on,
these
why don't
two,
we just
two Jews are sitting on the porch. And one of them says to
sorry,
the other...
Larry, I'm really sorry.
I'll see you out there.
She's standing right on top of me. I could count the little hairs on her, on that groove under her nose. What do you call that area?
I think.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, it's a cleft.
The cleft is your chin.
That's your philtrum. I know, because it's very hard to cover up.
Is that it? Philtrum sounds right. That's it.
So do you want...
I could count the hairs on the,
You want the keys to my...
Philtrum there.
Place in Malibu?
No, I don't want the keys.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm married.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Mrs. Sanders.
Where is he?
I think he's in Mimi Rogers' dressing room.
I'm going to catch up with him at home. Jerry?
Yeah.
What's Mimi Rogers promoting?
I don't know.
Television show or a movie or something?
I don't know.
So she's not really working on anything at all now, is she?
I don't know.
Hank, I'm not going to fuck it up this time.
I'm really impressed. This is a new Larry. Usually you take the keys by the third try.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I mean, I'm really impressed.
Now listen, if I feel that you're getting into any dangerous flirting territory with Mimi, I'll make a signal like this.
Well, I'm not going to be able to see that.
Larry Sanders Show.
Like what?
Tonight, join Larry in his...
That? You're not going to see that. You do that all day long anyway. Would you stop it?
This is for me.
Oh, for God's sake, sorry. Oh.
How about this? Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a really great time last night.
That is terrific, may I say.
And my parents saw the show.
Terrific. Terrific. Did they like it?
They liked you.
That is nice.
Matter of fact...
What's that?
My mother thought you were very cute.
Well, you know, moms do like me. Moms do like me. I must say the moms like me. And your dad? How did he feel about me?
You are completely adorable when you can't take a compliment.
And, Bert, may I say you're adorable when you can't take a compliment. Not that I've given you one, but may I say, it's a feeling I have.
Thank you anyhow.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure, Bert. Bert, didn't you have a joke, by the way, you wanted to... Didn't you have a joke you wanted to tell?
No.
Oh, Larry, I wanted to ask you how your shoulder was doing. Did you get a chance to call my chiropractor?
I my shoulder has been feeling much better.
Oh,
thank
good.
You
good.
For asking, if I may say.
Good.
Come on, let's watch Nightline.
Shh. Larry, how about a song?
A song? Bert, do you know any songs?
Camp Town Races.
I know that song.
Sounds good.
Camp Town Races sounds good.
Down girls, sing this song. Do-da, do-da.
Camp Town Racetrack, 5 miles long. Oh, do-da day. Gonna run all night. Gonna run all day. I bet my money on a motel neck. Somebody fell on the hay.
You got out of it this time.
I did.
She's singing Camp Town Races with a guy who carves soap.
Come on, she's just being a good guest.
What, are you sticking up for her?
No, I'm not sticking up for her.
Are you?
No, I'm not sticking up for her. She's just trying to be a guest.
We're having an argument about
Mimi Rogers. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
That's exactly my point. Sorry, I'm not going to flirt anymore on television, anywhere else. That's television and anywhere. I love you very much.
Thank you. We'll take it one day at a time.
Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And I'll see you tomorrow night. My guest will be Boys to Men, Danny DeVito, and, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer?